This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. The Ten Commandments of Being Your Own Boss. She dropped four glasses of ice water on the table. They fell off her serving tray and onto the table, and the water spilled everywhere, all over her customers' laps and their clothes and their food. She said, "Fuck it," and then she walked out of the restaurant. I never saw her again. She hated her job. She hated her boss. She may have even hated her life. I don't know. It was my first day, but I'll never forget it. For 4 years, I was a waiter at Applebee's. It was one of my favorite jobs. I think everyone should be required to wait tables for at least 1 year. I learned more in the kitchen than I did in college. I drove the cooks home after work. They lived in the housing projects and were on parole after being released from jail. This is not me stereotyping. This was the reality of almost every single person in the kitchen staff. They were good people. At least they were nice to me. They taught me about life, about struggle, about second chances. I was a sheltered 18-year-old kid. I knew very little about any of these things. They had decades of experience I did not know was even possible. They were good teachers. They were trying to do better, and in many ways I looked up to them. One night I was driving Corey home around midnight. He showed me the corner where all the drug deals happened. He explained the entire process of drug dealing from start to finish. Then he said, "Stay away from drugs. Drugs ruined my life. Oh, and be your own boss, but do something good for the world. I know you will. I can already tell." 14 years later, I'm my own boss. I hope I'm doing something that benefits the world. I hope Corey is proud of me. I'll never forget that night. I'll never forget those years. I'm writing this for Corey and reading this for Corey and for all of you that want to be your own boss and do something good for the world. These are the 10 most important lessons I've learned in the last 5 years about being self-employed. Number one, say no. Just because you are your own boss doesn't mean you have to instantly be accessible for other people. I get this all the time. "But Brian, you set your own schedule, so let's have lunch or take a day off." Yes, you set your own schedule, but that does not mean you should drop everything right away because someone needs a lunch date or a travel companion on their day off. If you want to go, by all means go, but never let someone make you feel bad by saying that you are your own boss and you have control of your schedule just to get what they want. Number two, charge for your services. I'm shocked at the number of times people would ask me if they had to pay me to come speak to their group or their organization. I then reply, "If you went to the dentist for your annual clean, would you walk out without expecting to pay? What about eating dinner at a restaurant or being represented by an attorney in a court of law? Of course I charge, and yes, you will have to pay. Stay strong on this point. I haven't always been good at it. It takes time, but you have worked hard to acquire skills and expertise, so charge for them. Number three, trust your gut. There's a reason people say this. There are neurotransmitters that fire from our brain to our gut and vice versa. Some of those neurotransmitters are triggered in the stomach first, so you literally feel something in your gut before your brain processes it, about a second later. Trust that feeling. I use the gut test during every consultation. While I'm talking to a prospective client or organization, I ask myself, "How's my gut feeling right now?" And then I listen to the answer. I used to not listen. I was broke and needed every job I could get, but it brought me tremendous amounts of stress and resentment. I listen now. It helps that I'm no longer broke, but at least I'm listening, and at least I try. Number four, give yourself a break. Literally, take some time off, a weekend, a random Wednesday. Even if you love what you do, it's useful to take a few days off here and there. I try to take 3 days completely off, disconnected, disappear, completely off every 90 days, and at least one day every week. Find your sweet spot, but try to take some time off. There will always, always, always be more to do. And if you don't build in time off, it'll never happen, ever. And then you'll burn out. You don't want to burn out. It's a long game and you want to stay in it. Number five, give yourself a bonus or a raise. There are many reasons people like having a boss. It's nice to receive praise, have someone tell you to go home early, or take the day off because you've earned it. Well, you're the boss, so now it's your job to do that for your employees, i.e. yourself. After a good week, tell yourself that you'll get a massage. Go home early. Write yourself a bonus check at the end of the year. Give yourself a raise, because if you don't, who will? Number six, organize dinners or outings. It's easy to fall off the face of the earth when you're self-employed. I do it all the time. I get completely consumed with my work. I get excited about it. I don't leave my home office for days, but that's not always healthy. I always feel better after being around people I love. This is key, surrounding yourself with good people. Otherwise, keep working, because crappy or even mediocre people are never better than working on what you enjoy. Last night, I organized a birthday dinner for my law school mentor. He had to go back to New York City early, but I didn't cancel the dinner. I was with four great friends from different professional industries. Designer from Uber. We talked about my friend's plan to travel the world. We talked about my other friend's first and second date. I was even serenaded on the car ride home. I laughed until I cried. I woke up today at 5 a.m. rejuvenated and ready to write. I thank the dinner for that. I thank the people for that. Organize people who you like and share some food with them. Drink some wine or tea. Laugh out loud. It does wonders for your soul. Number 7, recognize your work as a career, not a hobby. I hope you love what you do. If that's the case, you'll spend many, many years and decades doing it. View your life and work as a long game. This is not a get-rich-quick model. This is a career, one that will serve many people. Be patient with yourself, but also realize your obligation to take it seriously. You're not spending an hour a week learning the piano. You're building a legacy. Remind yourself of this often. It is easy to get lost in the mundane tasks of day-to-day operations as an entrepreneur. Number 8, build your own family tree. Here's a fun exercise I recently started that has accelerated both my creativity and learning curve. Find one person you admire professionally. Maybe it's a writer, a speaker, a lawyer, or whatever. Become obsessed with that person. Read everything you can, watch all their videos, and learn about their life. Take a deep dive. Specifically, find the three people that have most influenced those people's lives and learn everything you can about those three people. Repeat this a few times, and what have you built? A virtual family tree of your role models. Soon, you'll be ready for your own branch. For now, explore the others. If you take time to learn about others, you will succeed. It's about putting in the work. So many people don't want to do this. If you can and you will win. Number 9, exercise your idea muscle. I talk about this all the time. Ideas are the currency of the 21st century. You've heard this, I'm sure, but it's true. My life has changed completely every 6 to 9 months for the past 10 years because of this. Every day I write down 10 ideas. I do this every day. Even if the ideas are bad, which many, many, many of my ideas are bad, and that's okay. You are building your muscle up. If you can come up with ideas, your business will always grow and you will be an asset to others. The ideas can be about anything. I just jotted down 10 books to write I think my dad would enjoy reading. He loves sports, so one book I thought of would be fun would be The 10 Most Magical Locker Room Moments in the History of Football, or Who Has the Baseballs of the Most Important Hits in the History of the Game of Baseball, and What's Their Story? It can be anything. Just start flexing every day. Number 10, share your successes. Be proud of the work that you do. I hate talking about myself. It's painful for me. People call me out on this all the time, so I'm trying to get better at it. I know I have a lot to share, but it's hard. Maybe you're the same. Either way, we have to celebrate our successes. It's what makes the sacrifice, and there will be plenty of that, worthwhile. Last weekend, I went to a gala with my best friend. She works at a public hospital in Oakland, and they serve the indigent, people that couldn't afford otherwise to get treatment. They work hard and do good work. They deserved a big night of celebration. The gala was at a beautiful winery 90 minutes from San Francisco. My best friend is an oncology pharmacist at the hospital, and one of her patients gave the keynote speech after the dinner. Her patient is 20-something years old with stage 4 breast cancer. I did not know what that meant, but I learned that stage 4 is bad, really bad. The young woman delivered her speech with hope. She smiled. She had an amazing smile. She had an amazing energy. She was alive and dressed up. She was with her mom. She was a motivational speaker. She traveled all over the country encouraging women to take care of their breasts, to get checkups, to be aware. Who knows how much time she will have left on this earth, but that night she celebrated her success. My best friend celebrated her success. We all celebrated her success. I am glad she shared her story with us. I'm glad she didn't say fuck it and walk out of the restaurant. She was there. Even after all the water fell on the table, she was with us. She was our leader. I'm sure it was hard. Actually, I have no idea how hard it was, but I know it changed us, all of us. And she knew it too. She taught us all how to be our own bosses that night. God bless her. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.